Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you're having a wonderful season of Lent. We're here at the fourth week of Lent as the Church leads us through this season of repentance and penitential response to the Lord's call for all of us to come deeper into His purpose for our lives. It's a season of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and the like. And one of the things I'd love to do during this season is talk a little bit about the seven churches of the book of Revelation. There's a teaching that's present there for each and every one of us, because in the book of Revelation, which is a wonderful book to study, to pray through for a lot of different reasons. And today what I want to do is to begin it is to touch on the way in which the book helps us see Jesus and answer the question, who do you say that I am? How do you answer that question? We can answer the question of who he is for us. But in this book, the book of Revelation, the revelation of St. John, the title Revelation means the unveiling. And what gets unveiled is God's plan for the seven churches in Asia Minor, but also God's plan and ultimate victory over evil. But the heart of what gets revealed is the revelation, the unveiling of a person, of Jesus, of his majesty, his lordship, his victory, his authority over all of human history, and his role in bringing about God's final victory over evil. So I want to talk today a little bit about the person of Jesus. And as we make our way through dimensions of the book of Revelation, I want to touch on the spiritual battle that gets revealed in each of the churches, the struggle that the churches are up against, obstacles that they're facing, temptations that they may be falling into, the devil's strategies against them, and the way he's seeking to weaken and in some ways destroy the churches. And Jesus comes to them and warns them and calls them out, calls them to repentance and reassures them that he's present. And there's a lot that can be learned from John's letters to these various churches about the various battles that we're living through right now in the history of the church. I mean, the primary focus of the book of Revelation is addressed to, it's a prophecy, it's Christian prophecy about what is to come in the lives of the seven churches that John is addressing. John is addressing what the Lord is showing them, what is showing him about the life of these seven churches and the spiritual battles that they're in, what the Lord sees in them that he loves, that he wants to encourage, what he sees that needs to be changed, and then promises of reward and hope. And he's just being a great shepherd. And John is a pastor. He has these churches in his heart, and the Lord helps him see and understand what they're facing and gives him what he needs to be able to feed and strengthen them. So the book focuses on those churches at that time, but it also reveals the battle and the trials that the church would face throughout Christian history until the Lord comes again. And then it also touches on what's going to happen in the future in the Lord's return. So there's just a lot here that can be harvested. So I want to just begin today with the first chapter, which is a kind of unfolding. It begins with the declaration of what is the book about, what happens, what's happened, what the Lord is doing in terms of giving John insight into and revelation into what's going to happen with the churches. But it begins with a revelation, ultimately, of the person of Jesus himself. So chapter 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants what must soon take place. And he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. So it's John has been bearing witness and fulfilling the great commission to proclaim the gospel, to give testimony to Jesus, what God the Father has done through his son Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not die but have everlasting life. So John is proclaiming Christ. And it says here that the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants what must soon take place. So here we see right from the beginning, the writer, Revelation of John, is helping us understand that what he received was a revelation, a prophecy, a foretelling of what was going to happen. And it's the Lord, again, speaking to his servant. Through his servant John, he's going to shepherd his church, which is what the Lord wants to do today in every church, with every shepherd, the leaders of parishes, the leaders of dioceses. The Lord wants to, through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, be able to help us see and understand our congregations, our communities, the way God sees them, and to be able to help lead them, because the Lord's the shepherd. He's the shepherd for every dimension, every aspect of the Christian community. So the reading goes on, verse 3. It says, "Blessed is he who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written therein, for the time is near." So today you get a blessing. It says, blessed is he who reads it. I get to get a blessing for reading this aloud, and you get to receive a blessing because you're hearing this prophecy. Verse 4, "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come." It's describing God, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. "And from the seven spirits who are before his throne." So we're talking about the eternal God, and the seven spirits is really fundamentally the Holy Spirit, but often understood to be expressed from, I think it's Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah talks about the seven gifts of the Spirit. Talk about at confirmation and other times that are present there. We're going to see here a revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as well, a Trinitarian reality. It says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings on the earth." So in one small paragraph, John begins by acknowledging God the Father, he who was, who is, and is to come, the presence of the Holy Spirit at work in the church, and then from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So we begin to answer the question when Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" Who is Jesus? And the book of Revelation is wonderful to read just as a means of answering that question, because there's so many aspects of who Jesus is that gets revealed in this beautiful book. Here, he's the faithful witness. Okay, if somebody asks you, who is Jesus? Jesus is the faithful witness. Okay, what is he? He's the witness. The word is martyr there, right? There's so much that can be described about this. Jesus is faithful. He's faithful even to the point of death in communicating and living what the Father himself called Jesus to reveal. Jesus bore witness first to the Father that God is our Father. He taught the apostles. He communicated to us that the whole point of life, of human life, is to understand ourselves as being created by a loving Father. And the whole meaning of life, its fulfillment, its purpose, its reality, and ultimately its destiny, is to be living with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a family. We're being drawn into the Trinitarian life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And to understand the origin of our lives, we bear the image of the God who created us. We're God's idea. And that God is good. God is all-powerful. God is merciful. God is kind. God is holy. Jesus revealed all these things about the Father, and he bore witness to the truth of the Father. So he said at one point, you know, to see me is to see the Father. So he was faithful in communicating to us, to the world. He unveiled and revealed who the Father is. In the fullness of time, God's plan, the mystery of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And then he communicates, he's faithful as he witnesses to each one of us what it means to be human, what a fulfilled life looks like, how we ought to direct our lives, where do we find meaning? And Jesus said, you find meaning in living in a relationship with my Father. Jesus said, to receive his love and to respond to his love, to give it back. Jesus said, he is living in the love of the Father, and that love is expressed in obeying the commands of the Father. Jesus said, my very food is to do the will of him who sent me. That's what I live on. That's why I'm here. And he wants to communicate to us and witness to us so that we have conviction that the road to fulfillment, to human happiness, and ultimately to eternal salvation and living in the family of God is to each day, every day, no matter what our call, what our vocation, where we are, and where the Lord has placed us, is to understand we're living in a relationship with a loving Father, and that Jesus is here helping us in the Holy Spirit to live just like he did, with the grace of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Father's will for us and obeying it, devouring it, walking in it, desiring it. And ultimately, that means loving God the Father, loving the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit, That's what Jesus bore witness to for us and said, this is life. So he's the faithful witness. He's the firstborn from the dead, which means he's the beginning, as St. Paul would say, he's the new creation. God's great plan, his victory, ultimate victory over sin and death, the world, the flesh, and the devil, is Jesus is conquering it and destroying all that regime of power through his death on a cross and the perfect offering of his life in love to the Father, which is what every human being is called to do. That act of love destroyed the whole resistance that's present in the fallen world against God. And Jesus passed through death, the great enemy of man, and he entered a new way of being, existence beyond death, eternal life. And what was born in the flesh of Jesus is the new reality, is that the full flowering of the kingdom of God is a new creation. Christianity is new life. Christianity is new creation. And that's what it means here, that he's the firstborn. He's the head now of the new family of God that's going to exist forever in unity and harmony with God in relationship with him. And he's the ruler of the kings on the earth. I love this one. I mean, these are all good. But he's ultimately the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He told the apostles, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. The Father has given over to the Son the final judgment over human history. All the powers that still exist that are resisting the Lord, the Lord's not contending with these powers as if somehow there still is a chance of him losing, of being defeated, of his kingdom being overturned. It's not going to happen. Jesus destroyed their power. And the power that's in Christ is God's divine power. Everything that's battling against him is creature, whether it's Satan, a fallen angel, whether it's human beings and human wills. They're simply creatures, and nothing compares to the glory and the majesty and the authority and power of Jesus Christ, our King. He's the Lord of all. He's going to reign forever. He's going to have dominion over the kingdom that will exist forever in eternity and the harmony of God, all of us being united to God. He's going to bring all of us, Scripture says, first, everything under his feet that is under his rule. He's going to deal with all opposition to the Father's will. This is Jesus' first commission, you might say. We're deeply aware of how much Jesus loves us. I hope we are. That's so important because he reveals in that love the love of the Father. And his motive out of love is to save us. But his motive also is out of obedience to the Father. And that Jesus has come as the faithful Son, as a great warrior king, to destroy all the opposition to his Father's kingdom and rule. And Jesus is going to do that. Scripture is very clear, 1 Corinthians 15 and other places. And he will bring all things in his authority under his feet. He will ultimately destroy all opposition to the Father, and all those who say yes to him, he will bring under the Father's feet because he's going to unite the whole family. All who are baptized into Jesus now are one new man or one body in him. So it's this one, the book of Revelation tells us. It right from the beginning begins to reveal the majesty, the glory, the character, the identity of Jesus. May we, as we reflect on this today and in the days ahead, fall more deeply in love with Jesus, begin to grasp more fully who he is so we can follow him with greater love and loyalty. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.